A very good morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes for this Sunday morning. This is Dwight Davis. The usual image of bird watching has to do with perhaps a May morning, the trees leafed out in new greens, and the smiling birder discovering warblers decked out in their brilliant spring colors. Well, that's the way it is sometimes. But looking for birds is not always that idyllic or comfortable. Just ask anyone who has participated in a Christmas count on a dark December morning with a temperature around 25 degrees. These sorts of thoughts ran through my mind as I looked out over a field on the eastern shore recently. It was a cold January day. The trees were leafless, the fields brown and apparently lifeless. But there are birds to be seen under those conditions. As a matter of fact, there are some birds that are most likely to be found in plowed-under corn and soybean fields only in the winter in our area. Let's start with the most probable candidates. The Savannah sparrows winter along the Atlantic coast, where they can be seen on beaches, in open fields and meadows. And by the way, I say sparrows plural because the Savannah sparrow comes in different sizes, different races, different colorings. The classification of this bird is a bit murky. The American pipit nests in Canada and winters in the south of the U.S. It's a somewhat sparrow-like bird, but it walks rather than hops like sparrows across open fields and pastures. The horned lark prefers barren ground and in the winter may mix with flocks of other open country birds. This brownish bird has black facial markings and two small tufts of feathers on its head, thus its name. Another sparrow that can be found in meadows and fields in the winter is the vesper sparrow. It resembles a song sparrow, but has white outer tail feathers, as does, by the way, the pipit that we just mentioned. Snow buntings live up to their name by being mostly white in nesting season and by appearing to enjoy the snow. Snow buntings visit our fields and seashores in the wintertime, showing brown in their winter plumage. Birds of open country less likely to be seen in our area in the winter include the Lapland longspur. What a great name. The Lapland longspur, a bird related to sparrows with, again, white outer tail feathers. Seeing one of these is rather a long shot, though. As is seen, the northern wheatear. This European bird occasionally shows up in our area by accident, but if you see one, it will most likely be in an open field. Interestingly, all of these birds are small, 6 or 7 inches, and brownish, matching and blending in with the sere acres of the remains of last season's crops. So bundle up and head for the nearest big soybean field and see if you can find a pipit or a vesper sparrow or any of these other open country, open field birds.